Sasha Mariana Salzman was born in 1985 in Volgograd, and she grew up in Moscow mostly until 1995, when they moved to Germany with their family. Sasha lived for some years in Istanbul, and now you live in Berlin. You've been writing novels and essays and a lot for working for theater, both as a writer of dramas and as a dramaturg. You've been the art director at Studio Ja at Gorky, Maxim Gorky Theater in Berlin for 3 years, and at the same time, from 2013 till 16, Sasha has been the writer in residence of Maxim Gorky Theater. Sasha's debut novel came out 2017 at Suhrkamp. In German, it's called Außer sich, in English, Beside Myself, right? Which explores, among other things, queer life and love. And it's been translated into 17 languages. Sasha's second novel, Im Menschen muss alles herrlich sein, is actually quotes Chekhov. Came out 2021, won several prizes, just like your debut novel, was nominated also for the German Book Prize, among others. And for that novel, Sasha interviewed the friends of her mother, and it goes back to Soviet Ukraine, times of perestroika, and what it means to come to live in Germany with that background. After October 7th, she published, together with the Israeli writer Ofer Waldman, a collection of letters called Gleichzeit, Briefe zwischen Israel und Deutschland. That is their most recent book. And we can congratulate Sasha Mariana Salzman to be awarded the Kleist-Preis of this year. Congratulations, and we're looking forward to your essay.
Okay, so I think that writing is all about changing perspectives, and it's really weird to look at you from here. Now I'm one of those, right? So it's called Rowing with Kafka and with Lee Miller in the bathtub. To mark the 100th anniversary of Franz Kafka's death, German television is currently showing a series that attempts to portray the life and work of probably the greatest literary figure of the 20th century. In the very first episode, screenwriter Daniel Kehlmann has his character negotiate a central question. Is it the job of the writer to intervene in the world or merely observe it? Kehlmann translates this question into the following scene. Max Brod and Franz Kafka sit opposite each other in a rowboat after a night in a brothel and drift down a river. Brod is rowing, Kafka is gazing out. Brod enthusiastically explains to Kafka that the girls in the brothel cannot be made pregnant. Kafka asks unconcernedly whether this is really true. Brod replies, still enthusiastic, at least I won't have anything more to do with it. Kafka interrupts the banter with an observation. Look, the gentleman over there is killing himself. And now they're taking him out. Why are they taking him out? Brod looks at his friend uncomprehendingly. He didn't hear the sound of a body hitting the surface of the water behind him. It takes him a moment to realize that someone has jumped off a bridge to their death. As soon as he makes sense of the screaming that ensues, he frenetically rows to the boat to the shore and joins the resuscitation attempts. After a cut, Brod is sitting, exhausted and shaken, back in the boat, and asks Kafka, who is now roaring, why he did not intervene. You did not even try to help, he calls out. You didn't even try to look, Kehlmann's Kafka responds. And he continues, we are writers, Max. Our eyes are more important than our hands. At the crucial moment, what matters is that we see. What interests me about this scene is the contrast that is presented here, either being an observer or a participant. What does this contrast mean when we think of the works of authors such as James Baldwin, Herta Müller, and Sei Jadan? They write world literature and take an activist approach. And one of the most cited quotes from James Baldwin is, "Poets are witnesses." But in Baldwin's understanding, bearing witness means becoming involved. It is the call for participation in the world. Sei Jadan is currently even a soldier on the front line, and that is a consequence of looking closely and being a witness. But even without a gun in our hands, we intervene. We have known that there are no impartial observers since Susan Sontag's essay regarding the pain of others, in which she reflects on the role of photography in war and context of violence. War photography is part of war. It has a role to play in the events. The legendary photograph showing the photographer Lee Miller naked in Adolf Hitler's bathtub on April 30th, 1945, a portrait of the Führer balanced on the edge of the tub, dirty soldier's boots in front of the tub, a small statue of a female nude, the embodiment of a classical beauty ideals, tells a story about Nazi Germany, about the Second World War, perhaps even about the Shoah. But also, it is a story about Lee Miller, the photographer who on April 30th, the day of Hitler's suicide, walks through the liberated concentration camp of Dachau, photographs corpses piled high, and then steps into Hitler's bathtub and scrubs herself off. The narrative of everything she observes that day does not exist without her as a participant. Lee Miller does not remove herself. Naked in the bathtub, she shows her involvement and thus dismantles the illusion of distance. I don't think it has ever been possible not to be involved. Not then, and certainly not now. We are constantly required to position ourselves, to take a stand, and if we remain silent and do nothing, that is also positioning, a reaction. With Lee Miller's photography in mind, I argue that we should see ourselves as being involved in the stories we tell, for we are part of the world we portray. Lee Miller gazes back into the camera's objective pointed at her. The contrast between observing and taking action is removed. So, what would happen if Kilmans Kafka hadn't just observed the suicidal man jumping off the bridge, but if he had also jumped into the water himself to pull him out? He might not write about the suicidal per se, but perhaps about two men rowing across the water in a boat, talking about their visits to brothels, laughing about all the things you can do with the girls there, for instance, and then someone jumps off the bridge nearby and they ponder wherever or not they should save him. Telling a story in this way represents an attempt to do justice to our times, perhaps all times. Literature itself doesn't have to do anything, it is only accountable to itself. But we, writers, are protagonists, and as such, we have no other choice than to face our times head on. To do so, some occupy Hitler's bathtub, while others reach for weapons. And yet others only write poems in strict meter. But every decision is an action, and thus a response to the questions posed by our time. Thank you.